Good evening, everybody. Good evening. Hope you had a very nice Shavuos. Enjoyed it and you steigt on these very, very special days. The program is we're going to carry on with Hilchos Nesiyos Kapayim. There's not much left. And that will lead us straight away into Hilchos Emtachanun, which is Hilchos Nefilas Apayim. Fascinating halachos. Much to be discussed. And then from there, we're going to go into final halachos. Of Hilchos Tefillah, which is a fascinating topic on their own. So really interesting topic coming along, Be'ezer Hashem. Right, now, let's just, with the final halachos on the Nesiyos Kapayim. Tonight we're going to be discussing, amongst other topics, is it okay to ask a kohen to close a window? Can we ask a kohen to close a window? Is it okay or not? Maybe there's a problem with that. Can he ask a kohen to close the window? Also, we're going to be discussing a little bit about the right way of actually duchening will be an additional point mentioned, and then we're going to be talking also in Simon Kuf Choftes. We'll be discussing in Mitzvah Shem a little bit about which tefillah there is actually Nesiyos Kapayim. So we'll be seeing that shortly, Mitzvah Hashem. Siv Mem Hei. Elu Teva Shakonim Hoifchim Boem Ledoim VeLetzofon. These are the words that the Kohenim will turn towards Doim and Tzofon, north and south. In other words, right and left. Yivarechecha, by the word Yivarechecha, Vishmerecha, Eilecha, Vichuneko, Eilecha, Lecha, Sholoim. Mishneh Berurah Siman Kuf Samaches. The reason why they are doing that, Mishneh Berurah says, Hoifchim Bohem, Hatam Shenoagu Kein. The reason why they do that, Kedei Shet Ispashet HaBrocha, that the Brocha should spread, Lechol HaAnoshim, for all the people, Sheomdim Mitzideim, that all the people are standing around. Somebody asked me, Mamash, this Yom Tov, somebody asked me, what happens does he really need to be makpid to go mamash on the side? Does the kohen really need to make sure that he's really like going to the, on all directions? You need to like stretch out mamash. There's obviously not going to be anybody mamash, right? People are going to be facing a little bit, but nevertheless, you really need to ensure. Does that mean if somebody is like on the corner, not mamash in the hitting area of the kohen, does that mean he's not getting the bracha? Is that what he means? What do you think? Exactly. So I think that he can't be mamish that taken that way. I think you're right. I think it's not mamish that if you're in the area that you're exposed to, that area is covered by the bracha, and if you're a little bit beyond, not. I don't think it works that way. It's just more simonimilts, a more symbolic way of spreading the bracha. That's what I think. Rama continues. The minig is that one extends a little bit the tune, the singing, when one says those words. Ki kol achas mehen usoif brocha b'fnei atzmo. Each of them is the ending of a brocha in its own right. So when you say, Yivarechecha, Yishmerecha, Eilecha, Yichuneka, Eilecha, Lecha, Shalom, those words are ending of a brocha, and therefore you extend it a little bit. Vo'oim reim, and you say, Riboin, that Tefillah published in the Machzorim, which is the Ribbon. K'moy shemefurish b'simen kuflam, we'll be speaking more about that in Simen kuflam at Be'ezer Hashem. Uveshosh shemarichim benigen, atevoy shebesoif apsukim, at a time. Now the kohenim extend and they say the tune, in those points, tahainu vishmarecho vichonek osholoim, they extend it, when they say it, they make it a little bit longer. Ve'amakre lo yoyim ha-ribbon. And the makre himself, he doesn't say the ribbon. Right, let's stop here. Mishneh Berurah says, Benigun HaTevos Kufayin Beis. V'chulu Ahayinu, B'shol Shemarichim Benigun HaTevos, at the time that the Kohenim, they extend, Ois Achrono Shel HaTevo, when they say the last letter of the word, Havoloi Be'ez Sheoim Rum HaTevo, do not say the Ribboin, when the Kohenim are still actually saying the bracha, the words. Only when the Kohen actually still says the word, vichuneko, then actually, as long as he actually still verbalizes that word, you're not allowed to say the ribbon. You're not allowed to say, because you have to just listen and concentrate quietly. You just have to wait until you wait until he sings, and that's when you say the ribbon. Hamakrisim kuf ein gimel, the Mishnah qualifies that. We said the Makir shouldn't say the Ribbon. Who is this really referring to? Says the Mishnah Berurah Perush, Shliach Tzibur HaMispalel. Pshito Shal Shem HaRibbon. Tava Hefzik B'Tfilem. Elo Afilu Kshliach Tzibur Koin V'Achru Makir Gam Kelo Yom HaMakir HaRibbon. Shemot Tidor Yevdait V'Lo Yuchal Achzav La'Akos. He says the Chazan is not to say the Chazan is not to say the Ribbon. Because you may be confused. And even if there is a Koin, who the Chazan is a Koin himself, and somebody else saying the words, nevertheless, he's not allowed to say the Ribbon either, because he may get confused. Moving on. Top of page 20. New topic. Also leishtamesh b'choyin, afilu bezman hazeh. It is forbidden to use a koyin nowadays. They're elevated people. Now they've got k'tusha. You're not allowed to be mishtamesh b'choyin bezman hazeh nowadays. To have a k'moyil b'hekdash, it's like me'ile. Now we know this halacha, that anything which is sanctified, you're not allowed to use. It's an issa me'ile. It's a very severe issa. You know, something which is, it's not called, when something is sanctified, it's heilig, it belongs to the hekdash, you're not allowed to use it for a mundane matter. It's me'ile. Similarly also, a koyin, if you use a koyin it's got a certain heiligkeit, k'dusha, you're not allowed to use it for chol matter. Im loy mochel al kach, unless he's moichel. So for the very critical point in Mishnah Berurah, that he can't be moichel. In the Ramah, that is, he can't be moichel. Ramah says he's got a right of being moichel. So, can you ask a favor from a kohen? Can you ask him to close the window? Can you ask him to, do you mind to quickly pick something up for me? Do you mind to get it safer from the... Are you allowed to do that? Why?
Because he'll do it for you, even if he won't be a
kohen. But he is a kohen. He happens to be a kohen. Yeah, is that so? Naftali, yeah? Yeah, you are. Okay, good. Okay. Yeah? So, okay, you're saying that really there's a shaila. Really there's a shaila, but if he's moichel, it's fine. Yeah.
Presumably, a kohen's wife can ask him to do anything she wants him to. Presumably, an employer who's got kahanim working for him, because they're paying the kohen, can get them to do whatever he needs to do.
Good, we'll get to that. Mishnah Berurah actually addresses that point. Yeah, we'll get to that. Very interesting question. An employee, if you've got a boss and you are a kohen, are we running into trouble? Is your boss, does he have to be really like tiptoeing and careful what, yeah, yes?
So how does this work? Because if the kohen says, sure, I'll do it, does that mean he's automatically
mochel? Yeah.
And if he doesn't, then you're not over?
Right. Okay, so the hanoche is, you don't actually need to verb, the assumption is, very good question, you need to, if somebody asks Naftali, do you mind to get me a sefer, does he actually need to verbalize and say, I'm mochel? Okay. Will be alright for this time, and he's doing it for him. Does he need to actually go through the whole process of saying, I'm here by Moichel, don't do it again, and I'm here to help? Does he need to actually verbalize his Mechila or not? So the anoch of all Achronimi is that no, he doesn't need to. He doesn't actually need to. If he does it, and he's a Mechila, and therefore it's fine.
Then how can you ever be over on this? Because he'll do it in his Moichel,
Good point. The answer is that he may sometimes do something without actually being moichel. He may actually not want to do it. But he does it for whatever reason. He's forced. It's imposed on him. It's not necessarily mechila. Good point. Mishnah Berurah addresses the following question. Sivkot and kuf ein dalet. Now the kemoel behek, the sharinema vekidashtoi, ki eslechem eloikecho makrif. He says the kiddushah is sanctified. He's holy. He is lechem aloikecho makriv. He brings his makriv lechem aloikecho. So he's a sanctified level. Although nowadays we do not have kabbonos anymore, bekdushosoy who oimed, he stands still on his elevated status of kedusha, whom ishumze, and therefore also begrushav letamal emesim. And obviously this is the underlying reason why he is not permitted to marry a grusha, a divorced lady, or is not allowed to be metame for mesim. So there is an underlying kedusha still, and even bizman hazeh, there's no kabonis, there's no beis hamikdash, but nevertheless, a kohen is a kohen. Another point of here is that generally there's a chazokah Although the Cheskas Kuhuna is very, there's not many families that actually trace back the Kuhuna so centuries. And maybe I'm going to mention that here at this point as well. There is some families who are known that they've got Yichas going back. The Rappaport is one of the very famous families. What are the other two families? One is the Rappaport, and one is the... They trace back literally, they trace back the Arna Kohen. They trace back the, who else were there? Another two families? The Kohen in Kohen and Nechosim. One is, I forgot now. Rappaport is one of the three families. Anybody know the other two families? And it's well known that the Vilna Gaon, he was a Bechor himself. And he kept on, whenever he saw a Kohen, he was, you know, the halach of Pidyon HaBen. Now, Pidyon HaBen halacha is that generally, if you are unsure as to whether your parents were poided for you, if you are the firstborn, the person has got an obligation to be poided himself, to redeem himself by a Kohen. Pidyon HaBen, the halacha of Pidyon HaBen. Now, the Vilna Gaon, whenever he saw a Kohen, he always did Pidyon HaBen. He was concerned that maybe that it was not a good Kohen. I've done Pidyon. My parents have done Pidyon HaBen for me, and maybe it wasn't a real Kohen. Maybe he's not a genuine Kohen. So the Vilna Gaon kept on doing Pidyon HaBen to many Kohenim. Until once he encountered a genuine Rappaport, a Mioitze Mishpachas Rappaport, a Ben HaChaben from the Rappaport family. And that's when he did one more Pidyon HaBen, and then it stopped. Because they have got Yichus going back. A very strong Mesoira, very strong Chazoka of the Yichus. But I've forgotten now the other two families. I've forgotten now, maybe it's going to come back shortly. The other two families also have got very strong Yichus. So having said that, nowadays we can however assume that there's no shaila. Somebody hasn't got, you can't actually trace back hundreds of years. Is there a problem about that? If somebody can't trace back further than his grandparents, he can trace back, he knows his father, his grandfather, maybe he heard about his great-grandfather as well, but he doesn't go further than that. Is there a problem maybe of Bochel Avatole when he goes to Duchen or something? Is there a problem? Bochel Avatole, Sofek, Bochel Lehokel, why not? Pardon? Messiah, yeah, right. So the Loshna Poskim is, you're right. Loshna Poskim is Chazoka. It's unlikely somebody just showed up and said, I'm actually a Kohen. It's very unlikely. As we learned in the beginning of the Simon as well, that somebody's believed to say, if somebody comes fresh in town and he looks like a normal kind of person, Shoyim HaShabbos, Shoyim HaTorah Mitzvahs, he says, I'm a Kohen, he's believed. He's believed. So Kavachoma, Bemeloshel Kavachoma, you can believe your grandparents and your great grandparents. And we can just assume that people are Kohen, even if there's no Yichus going back centuries. Okay, having said that, going back to the Mechila element. So normally you're not allowed, so I can't just ask a Kohen to do, it's a Me'ila, it's an element of Me'ila, element of Me'ila. Can't just ask a Kohen, unless he's Moichel. If he's Moichel, it's fine. Mishnah Berurah now says, fascinating Mishnah Berurah Kuf Ein Hei. Im Loi Mochel Al Kach, Avol. However, Im Mochel Muta, if he's Moichel, it's permitted. Shekovoit HaKahuna, the honor of the Kahuna, K'moi, such as Liftoach Rishon, to always giving him the honor of starting first, like we know by benching, or by Kiras HaTorah, etc., or Little Mono Yofer Rishon, he can take the first schnitzel, the first chicken, he's always the first. Everything that the cover that they've been given is only in their own benefit. Therefore, it's in their hands. They are entitled to be moichel. They've got the right of telling Israel it's fine, never mind, it's fine. They can do that. However, some say, you cannot actually give a Kohen a duty to do something. You're not asking to do something for you. Elohim Kohen, unless he actually gets benefit something out. He gets something out of it. If the Kohen doesn't get anything out of it, some Achonim say don't. Don't do it. If he's getting paid, if you're a really particular choshev person and you're asking Kohen, do you mind to close the window? So he's honored that you're asking him to do that favor. Okay, so it's an honor for him and he's happy to do that. But if he's not getting anything out of it, don't do it, says the Mishnah Berurah. If there's no benefit whatsoever, then ein yochalim chol, he can't be moichal. Although the covered, he can be moichal. Shemush in bizonihu. There's an element of bizon, of disrespect over here. If possible, it should be machmir. That
that if the Kohen is not getting anything out of it, don't ask him to do something for you. And if it's a very dishonorable, very disrespectful kind of service, certainly you should be zoyah. So don't ask him to clean your toilet. Don't ask him to sweep the floor. Don't ask something which is particularly disrespectful. Don't ask him to do it. That's really inappropriate. Yeah. It's not mamash meila. It's a borrowed term.
What's the connection of covered to actual?
It's not a genuine meila. It's a nusach that the Ramo uses. It's not really meila. What it is, it's an onion of respect, of covered, and as the pasuk says, v'kidashtoi, and
I'm not arguing on halacha. I don't understand. There's no chisoron to the condition of a kohen if he closes your window.
Correct, but it's
so you haven't caused any diminution in his holiness. You've just
you have an honor. No, but kidashtoi tells us that we have got an obligation to give them particular honor.
But that's nothing to do with their kedusha. That's just.
Correct. It's the starting point is the kedusha, though, because they have kedusha. Therefore, I have an honor. I have an obligation to honor him. It's taknom ila. You're right. It doesn't work as meila. Yeah. Rabbi, going back to the opening window question, or if you've got a, can you ask? Can I ask you to bring a siddur from the back? Can we ask? Do I have to close the window? Is that a problem or not? If you've got a coin, you know, is it a problem or not? Yeah. Right, so it sounds like the more it's
if possible.
Yeah, so do we help to say if possible? How do you think if possible? Do you mind to close the window? So if possible to be nice and polite is always good, but it won't help in this matter, because Lemaisa, again, is it okay to ask a coin to close the window? Hope keep the you might can you keep the door open for me? Yeah, but it's he's not doing it. Yeah, but liftoy chishin is normally something in his own benefit. It's the aliyah l'toyra. It's aliyah l'toyra. It's benching. If he's also cold, okay. So why did he wait to prompt him? So Abayi said it's not so posh. It's according to the first opinion of Mishneh Berurah, it's perfectly in order. According to the second opinion of Mishneh Berurah, it's not so posh. Only if he gets something out of it. If he gets nothing out of it, he's just doing you a tova. He's not getting anything out of it. You're not particularly chosh of a person. You're not paying him for that. And then try to avoid it. But l'chatchila tova l'izoy. L'chatchila, if you can avoid it. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yes. What's called hano? Ask him if he enjoys it or not. Ask him. Ask the kohen. If you've been his shoe, would you enjoy it or not? Yeah. He says, if you're asking, if you have in a class 20 boys, and you're asking, do you mind to close the window? So you should, if you're the rabbi, it's something else. But if you're just a chava, then it's if it doesn't, unless he wants to get out of his place anyway. But if not, then if it's not only his own benefit, then.
Does this apply to a child carrying as well?
Very good question. Post can discuss it. Post can discuss, he actually brings it on the side as well. He brings in the 178, the poskim discuss it, and the consensus of the poskim generally is that it's fine. Many poskim hold that it's fine. You're right. So if it's before bar mitzvah, it's not a shayla according to most poskim. You're right. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Simon kuf chav test. Be'ezet tefillas noisim kapayim. Huvoy beis seifim. Okay. Which tefillah? Which is Shachis, Mincha, Ma'ariv, Musaf, when do we have Nesias Kapayim? Ein Sif Aleph. Ein Nesias Kapayim, Elo B'Shachis, Musaf, V'Ne'ila. You want only does Nesias Kapayim, Duchening only takes place on the Shachis, on the Musaf, and the Ne'ila. Remember, this is the opinion of Shulchan Aruch. P'yom She'esh B'Ne'ila, days there is Ne'ila, obviously it is referring to, obviously, Yom Kippur, K'moy B'Yom Kippur, Havoloi B'Mincha, but there's no Nesias Kapayim by Mincha. No duchening by mincha ever. Why? Mishum de shchicha shechis, because people normally are a little bit drunk. They have drunk a little bit of wine, And therefore, we learned earlier, you're not allowed to do chana if you've drunk wine. Post a shot. Mincha is after people have had their main meal, and people are going to be under influence of alcohol to some extent. And therefore, shema, potentially, ya'akoyin shika, maybe he will be a little bit drunk. Remember, this is a recent thing that we have got other drinks besides water and wine. For centuries and centuries, only the beverage that was available was either you had water or you had wine. Beer as well. But that's all basically that was available. Nowadays that we've got other drinks, the juices is over late, you know, that's later, that's much more recent. So it's therefore, if somebody had a meal, it was always, you would see that throughout Shulchan Aruch. There's always a chance that he may have drunk a little bit too much and he's not able to drink. So there's a potential chashash, shema yakoin shikha, maybe he's going to be shikha. Therefore, because of that, for gozu, per mincha shel tainis, otu mincha shayomim. So on a regular mincha, we are going to say no Nisiyas Kapayim. No duchening on a regular mincha, because could be that one of the kohenim will have drunk a little bit too much. We don't want to risk it. Now, on a weekday, this is on a regular weekday. On a tainus, obviously there's no chashash shikras. Nobody will get drunk on a tainus. It's very unlikely. But it was a gzeir aloi pluk. Gozu b'mincha shel tainus, otu mincha shayomim. So therefore, the chashash has been moved. There's no Nisiyas Kapayim, even on a tainus. The exception is on the tainis where there's no neile. Hoil v'tfilas ha-mincha somoch l'shkiyas ha-chama. Since by mincha, which is near shkiyas ha-chama, he doim l'tfilas neile, resembles l'tfilas neile, because the time that we're going to daven mincha is going to be reminding us a little bit more to neile rather than regular mincha. Ve'enem ischalef is v'mincha shel shayomim. And people are more likely to compare mincha v'tainis to a neile and not a mincha v'tainis to a regular weekday mincha shel shayomim. Hilkach yesh bo nesiyas kapayim. Therefore, there is concept of nesiyas kapayim on a mincha v'tainis. Ve'aminik shelonu kvan isbar le'altzim kuf chavches. The Ramo just finishes off and says, nowadays, we anyway don't have Nisiyas Kapayim on a regular weekday, we only have Nisiyas Kapayim on Yom Tov, so it doesn't apply to us anyway. But with regards to the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, that then Nisiyas Kapayim on every day, and the halacha is on a mincha, normally, you wouldn't do Nisiyas Kapayim because of chashash shikras. However, on a tainus, you wouldn't confuse it to a regular mincha, you're more likely to compare it to Ne'ila, and therefore there could be an Nisiyas Kapayim on a mincha of a tainus tzibur. However, again, the Ramah says it doesn't apply to us because here in Chutz La'aretz we only do Nisiyas Kapayim on Yomim Tovim. Okay, continues the Siv Beis with Chunuch. Koin Sha'ova Ve'ola Leduchan B'yem HaKippurim B'mincha. A coin who was over and he did Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur Mincha, he did Nisiyas Kapayim. Kim Shadov Yodua She'en Shom Shechis. Because everybody knows, nobody's going to get drunk on Yom Kippur. Harizinoisis Kapov, he will. He's allowed to continue doing Nisiyas Kapayim. Nechatchile, we don't. But if he just went up, he made a mistake, and he went up to start duchening, we're going to end Moridi Moisa, we don't take him down on Yom Kippur. Mibnesha Achashad Shalom Uposulu Vilkacho Ridu. What unbelievable Shulchan Aruch this is. Okay, so regular, on a Yom Kippur Mincha, you're not really meant to go and do duchening. Yeah, we'll get to that. Ramo. On a regular mincha of a regular tainus, there's no Nisiyas Kapayim. However, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the halacha really is different, because if the kohen goes up and he starts duchening on Yom Kippur by Mincha, then we're not going to say go down, because people normally will know that he's not going to get drunk. Nobody was going to get drunk on Yom Kippur, so therefore we let him continue. And there's an additional element of it that Shulchan Aruch points out. Over here, in fact, you're not allowed to tell him to go down, because if you tell him to go down, people will start saying, do you know why he has to go down? He may go down because he's apostle, he's not a good kohen. So we have to say, you know what, you better stay, because we don't want people start having, we don't want to ruin your reputation. We don't want people to start saying, you know, good coin, and you've got a bad family. And therefore we tell him to continue. Of course, the Chatchila is not meant to, but if he did go up, continues the Ramav,
Therefore, we say Amin Chaim Yom Kippur Leken Velekavaseinu. Afal Gav Dein Roi Nitzias Kapayim. Really, it's not Roi for Nitzias Kapayim. And Mikol Mokayim. Nevertheless, Hoil Vim Olo Lo Yereit. Since if it went up, it doesn't go down. Mikri Ktsas Roi. It is considered a little bit Roi, a little bit applicable. Therefore, we do say Leken Velekavaseinu. Vechenoyagim Bebedinas Eilu Afal Pesheish Cholkim. And that is the minik in all the countries that we say lekendu v'klav esenu, although they are cholkim. Okay, that's what the Rama says. Right. Okay. Okay. Just to recap what we covered tonight. Oh, you want to ask something? You want to ask something? Yeah. Yeah. Good. Okay. So to recap what we covered tonight, we learned that by the following words, a koyein goes to the sides. Yevarechecha, vishmerecha, eilecha, vichunecha, eilecha, lecha, and shalom. When he finishes those words, he starts singing, and that's when a person is allowed to say the ribbon. We also learned that a chazan does not say the ribbon. He doesn't say it because he may get confused. What does a chazan normally do, Rabbi Feingold? What does a chazan do during whenever the, you know, kohen and you're tzibur? So what does by musaf when you're done for the amount, you just enjoy the moment, relax your voice a bit. Yeah, good. The Ramadan continues and he says a very important halacha that also leishtamish bekohen. Nowadays you're not allowed to use a kohen because it's like moel behektash unless he's moichel. So halacha number one, if he's moichel, it's fine. We learned the Mishneh Berurah brings down that if he's moichel, it's fine. You're allowed to lechatchila ask a kohen to do something for you. The second opinion, however, the Mishneh Berurah brings down that if he gets nothing out of it, try to avoid it. If he doesn't get anything out of it, he doesn't get paid, he doesn't get covered, he doesn't get anything out of you, out of the istamshus, try to avoid asking a kohen to do something for you. For nochal lechatchila. To be machmir on that. We continued that Nesias Kapayim is only by Shachris, Musaf, and potentially by Ne'ila on Yom Kippur. Mencha, there is no Nesias Kapayim because of Chashash Shikris. However, on a Tainas Tzibur, it's different because we don't compare Tainas Tzibur to Mincha of a Tainas Tzibur is not compared to a regular Mincha, but it's compared to Ne'ila. And consequently, there can be Nesias Kapayim. If a coin goes up during Yom Kippur, or Mincha, we don't tell him to go down if he started, because there is no chashash shikris, and we don't want him to ruin his reputation. Therefore, we tell him to continue Nesias Kapayim. And we learned also that by Mincha Yom Kippur, we say Lekendu V'Kavah Sinu, because it's a little bit roi for Nesias Kapayim. And the final simon in Mitzvah Hashem on Hilchas Nesias Kapayim will be learned tomorrow in Mitzvah Hashem, as well as starting the halachas of Tachanun as well in Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow. Good evening, Abayisai.